Hey guys, welcome back to what was the Boston Rob Show, still kind of is. I just wanted to take a moment to check in with you and really tell you I'm changing the name of the show and kind of explain why. This isn't going to be a long podcast. It's just a check-in. If you're seeing in your iTunes folder or maybe on Spotify or Anchor, wherever you listen, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, I don't know, anywhere you're listening, by the end of today, you should see updated name information and updated profile pic. And maybe I just been YouTubing too hard and fell down the YouTube rabbit hole. But I really believe like thumbnails are wicked important. That's what everyone says. And you make sure your thumbnail, what they call like the image that you see for the video, is clicky. It's clickbaity. People gotta, that's all they're gonna see. They're gonna judge you on that. The YouTube universe is based around the judge a book by its cover, not the content inside, not don't judge a book by its cover, but in the YouTube universe, the YouTube world, you have to judge the book by its cover. So everybody tells you, you gotta make the greatest thumbnail there ever was. Not saying that's what I did. Far from it. But you'll just see an updated image. God, if YouTube has taught me anything, it's how poor I am at marketing. My goodness. And you're witnessing the demise of maybe my brain or me or every life. I don't know. The demise of Mother Earth. And she's taken us all with her. But I just wanted to check in and tell you. So now I'm going to call the show Morning Psychosis with Reverend Rob. Boston Rob, Reverend Rob. It depends what city you listen to me on the radio. And for those who don't know, maybe just listen to the podcast. I spent over a decade in San Diego where I went by Boston Rob. And then I came back to Boston where my good friend, former hockey player for the Bruins, LB, called me Reverend Rob, which I technically am an ordained reverend. So yes, I have that authority to combat the devil in live action combat or whenever he appears. I don't know, mostly in the desert. So if there's ever a desert showdown with the devil, I am officially ordained to do that. And I use that title to combat the live demons preaching on earth, like Joel Osteen, who conveniently wants you to call in and make a donation so God's grace and prosperity reaches you. The only way God's going to know who to pick to be prosperous is the ones who donate to Joel. So don't do that. What were we talking about anyways? Oh, the name of the show, Morning Psychosis. So this is a name that, gosh, five years ago now or so, I don't know, I'm bad with time. I feel like we just got out of the 90s, really. It's the 2000 to 2022 has been a blink of an eye, but feels like a century. So Morning Psychosis is a name that I wanted to give the show I was trying to get on a rock station in Seattle. I was so close to having a show with a cast, and I was really excited. It was a new rock station. That is no more. It is no more. In fact, the morning show they put on failed. It was a syndicated show. It failed. I think it sunk the station, and the station flipped another country or something. So I don't know what to say. I did know what to say to the program director who didn't hire me, and I said, I told you so. Told you this show that you put on was junk. You should have given me a chance, and now you're all out of a job. So congratulations. But long story short, that was one of the names that I was holding on to. That's why I didn't want to call my podcast it. I wanted it to be a different thing. I did not want to use this name until I got a radio morning show. But let's be honest, folks. I don't know if that's happening. And it's not because the possibilities aren't out there. If you look in the radio industry ad pages, the hiring section, there's a million morning shows. Unfortunately, every morning show, you're also going to be the afternoon show, the program director. You're going to do some imaging. It's really, corporate radio has gotten so obscenely tough to be successful. And that's the catch 22 of corporate radio. They want a successful morning show. They want to pride themselves on like the talent they put on the air, but then they don't want to give that talent any opportunities, meaning the shows that they're, the new shows they're hiring, a lot of the times are pulling double duty or doing three jobs behind the scenes, are underpaid, underpromoted, under, it's a real struggle. And it sucks because whenever it was, the Telecommunications Act in 96 deregulated it. So a lot of corporations could buy up. I don't know. There's a long history that you can go into. I'm not here to do that. But what it comes down to is six global corporate conglomerates basically own the entirety of the media. And with that, they syndicate. They cut budgets so they can give. And that's the funniest thing. The budgets get cut. The salaries of a lot of talented people that are supposedly the stars, the most valued people of the industry, have all taken pay cuts. But if you look at the CEOs, if you look at the high-ranking CFOs, CEOs, whatever those initial managerial positions are, they've been getting raises. They have steadily grown. So I don't know how they missed all the pay cuts, but there's money being made. And I said this the whole time I was in radio. There's money being made because people are getting raises. It's just not happening to the people who are bringing in the radio revenue, who are bringing in the sponsors. It's just not happening with them. And radio's playing this possum game of we're dead, but we're not dead, but we're dead. You know, they're not dead when it comes to giving managers raises, and when they're promoting investor pitch decks, that's when they're not dead. And radio is still the biggest medium and making a ton of money. But they are dead when the employees come and say, hey, can we get a raise? They go, oh, no. We're not making any money. Really? You are making money. I hear all the commercials. I'm in all the commercials. I'm the one who helped you get the people that are doing the commercials because of my relationship with them. That's what sucks. So again, long story short, I just don't know if radio is ever going to happen for me. I still apply. I just went on another. I can't tell you how many interviews, how many people I've spoken with over the past year. It's, you know, dozens who are like, ah, you're so talented. We either can't afford you. That's the number one thing I hear. We can't afford you. Really? Why can't you afford me? You just pay a living wage and I'll come there. And trust me, I'll help the station make money. I've done it in two major cities. But they say, we can't afford you. Or they say, you know what? We're just going to wait. We're going to figure out if it can be a fit. There was one station in New Hampshire, which I'm so bummed because it was like, you know, classic hits from the 80s and 90s, maybe even into the early 2000s. All stuff I love. Prince, Billy Idol. I mean, it was good stuff. And I don't know. They thought I was too edgy. They say I pushed too many buttons. But I go, really? Content, as long as it's not going blue, as long as we're not going like Bob Saget or, you know, listing off the list of George Carlin words you're not supposed to say, really, people will listen to anything. And that's the problem with, I think, a lot of radio. A lot of these programmers, they're called programmers. Sorry if there's planes going overhead. I'm in the car. I have no time to podcast, so I'm trying to sneak this one in. The issue with some of these programmers in radio is they think you got to narrow down the field, which this has failed time and time again. And in fact, if you just look at the successful shows, the really successful shows, outside of like the very niche, like the Stern, even Stern has taken a turn and become a wider audience grabber. He's casted his nets much wider in his later days. But if you look at what a lot of those outside of the niche, but the really successful shows have in common, is they don't discriminate. They're not just going for the female demographic, you know, in all these marketing and radio meetings, they say, you know, the woman is the one who controls the pocketbook, who controls the money in the household. So if you can get that female, whatever it is, 24 to 45 demo, somewhere in there, I don't know. But if you can get that demo with certain stations, you're in the gold. But I say, why? Why have to tailor it just to the woman? Why not make a comedy show where men and women can enjoy it together? Imagine that. Once you start narrowing down, you're like, we only want females from 18 to 24. I go, gosh, that's such a narrow net. It's like going fishing and saying, we only want this kind of fish. Anything else, throw it back. Well, you know, you're going to find failure more than you find success. And when you cast your net wider and you have a cast that can fill that array of voices, and there are some successful shows doing it. I mean, my old show, the one in San Diego, does it perfectly. They cast it from young to older, from very radical to moderately conservative. I mean, they cover the circle. They circle it all. I don't know how to explain it. That's a whole other podcast. But outside of all my issues with radio and what I think they're doing wrong, and what I've seen happen with successful shows and what I've helped do and be a part of and helped create and tailor successful shows to be a success is just not happening. And I don't know, it's weird to me. The people that are programmers that didn't spend a lifetime doing the show, seeing what works, and only studied it from the outside, I go, well, where's your experience? You know, as a pro, you go to programming school? Did you just study graphs about what people listen to? This is why people a lot of the times hate radio and hate what's being played on there, and why radio needs to totally be revamped, because you can't learn anything from humans that you can read in a graph. You can learn it though by being on the air and interacting with these people constantly for two decades, like I did, like a lot of people I respect have done. And this is turning out to be more of like a tirade against radio. Which is ironic, because I love the art form. I love a lot of people in the industry. I just think there's needs to be some big changes made. And unfortunately, the people that are paid the most don't want to do. I don't know. I can't speak for them, but it's not getting done. And I would love to have a hand at helping another show or get my own show there. And it's just not happened yet. The power of yet. I love that in my kids' school, they teach them, when you're saying something, it hasn't happened, I can't do it, at the end, you say yet. The power of yet, they call it. So that's how I'll keep this. It just hasn't happened yet. But I did want to change. If you know, this is still not happening, if radio is still not happening, we're coming out of the pandemic, I want to officially give that title to my podcast. And I'm just going to treat this, because now I'm starting to have a few more guests on. I'm starting to get back in. I think everyone's starting to get back into the normality of life and getting to schedule things again. So I really want to give this show the title that I would have had if it was a radio show. And that's how we get to Morning Psychosis. I thought, you know, that would have been, if I had a radio show, I would have loved to call it Morning Psychosis, because it would have been a morning show, you know, at 6. Well, I would have been getting up at 3:30, 4, and been in a psychotic state, in some kind of psychosis. And I just thought that was an appropriate, I thought it was a rad morning show. And there's so many shows out there, The Morning Zoo, The Good Vibe Crew, The Wake Up Town, Free Chicken Wings and Beer. There's so many weird names out there I had never heard in the history of radio, or that I know of. And if you know, please reach out to me. If you go, hey, this guy did the show called Morning Psychosis back in the 70s or whatever, I'd love to know. I've Googled it. I have not found it. If you Google Morning Psychosis, just be ready for a lot of WebMD or psychotic articles, or how to identify if you have depression. Just be prepared for that. But if you know of some, maybe, you know, word of mouth, or you listen to a show that was called Morning Psychosis, please let me know. If not, well, this is it. This is the podcast show, hopefully to be one day a radio show, called Morning Psychosis with Reverend Rob. And I don't want to do cheesy taglines, but we could come up with one. I was thinking, like, you know, we preach in the church of life. That's a horrible one that I did not use in the trailer. But I like the Reverend Rob title, not only because it's accurate, because I really think there needs to be a reverend out there with the voice who's not telling you to, you know, send them money, send money for God's prosperity, because that's not how God works. You can't donate to a church and think all of a sudden you're going to get wealth in return. That's just not how God works. You can't donate to a church, turn around and be an a-hole to your family and treat people like rubbish, or in Joel Osteen's case, not let families in need when there's flooding, or whatever, you know, your community not have access to your billion-dollar church, but think because, and that's, whoa, I just, because who are you donating to? That's a good question. I would like to know, who is Joel donating to? I didn't even think of that. It's like, Joel, you don't get to just be a jerk because you're donating to God, but really, Joel, if people are donating to you, who are you donating to? Joel, I will take your tithing. That's the one person I will take tithing from. So I retract my former statement on I don't want anyone to send money as a tithe. If you want to support the podcast, that's a whole different thing. And that goes into funding the podcast, getting better equipment, not doing it on my phone in a car like I am. so you can always support the podcast. But when we're talking about tithing, giving money for God's prosperity, your donation to God in return for God's favor, which is not how it works again. And I think more reverends need to speak to that. Who is Joel tithing to? And if Joel's not tithing, let this be the shot across the bow. Tithe to this show, Joel. Joel, I will take your money and I will ask God to give you prosperity, even though you have an S ton of it. All right. So that is a brief synopsis of how we got to Morning Psychosis, why we're at Morning Psychosis, why this show now, if you're going to the podcast today and you're seeing, oh, that's a new thumbnail and it says Morning Psychosis. It doesn't say the Boston Rob Show. Well, you could still call it the Boston Rob Show. I'm still Boston Rob. If you're a San Diego listener, which I know there's a ton of you, and thank you for supporting me this long. I have been out of San Diego for, gosh, a while, and it is so rad to see you leaving reviews, leaving comments, retweeting or replying to tweets. I love staying in touch with the listeners from San Diego. So this is to all of you, a big virtual hug with my mask on. And I just want to tell you, everyone in San Diego, I love you so much for the support over the years. It's hard to put into words. There's really no words for how much you mean to me. So I just wanted to take a moment to thank those people in San Diego. And, you know, for everybody else, thank you for joining. Thank you for supporting. And if you do truly want to support the podcast, you can. There's a link in the description. Whatever you can throw at the podcast, it all goes back into the podcast, go back into the YouTube, which I'm trying to link these two things up. It's amazing the technology we have, as long as you have a subscription. That's the kind of catch right now. If you had a subscription, the free access is only so much. And I don't want to do too many things with watermarks on them. But thank you for supporting Morning Psychosis with Reverend Rob. And I want to set up an email too for people if you have questions, if you just want to communicate. I would love to get people to write in, because technically I am a reverend and I think I would give you better advice than Joel Osteen. I don't want to keep singling him out, but he is just such a prick. I watch him. I follow a lot of his stuff, although he has blocked me on Twitter. And he's such a phony prick that it really irritates me that people believe, you know, this is what God wants. Because, and you know what, I was going to do another podcast on it. I actually wanted to do a YouTube video podcast on it, which I'm going to, because some of the things that he says, just after spending 10 plus years in the Bible, reading it every single day, I go, that's just not exactly accurate. But that's for another day on Morning Psychosis. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey. You guys mean the world to me. Really, you do. I couldn't do this without you. And let me know if you like the name. Okay? So this was going to be my radio show, Morning Psychosis. That hasn't happened yet. So now the podcast is Morning Psychosis with Reverend Rob. Thanks for joining. Peace.